Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 199. This show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. You can find insights about all of the episodes from all of the shows that we offer over at weownthistown.net. Or simply check out at We Own This Town on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can also just open up a podcast app, any podcast app, and search for We Own This Town. Every one of our shows, every one of our episodes will come up right there. It's the simplest way to subscribe. As I mentioned at the top of the show, this is episode 199, right on the precipice of a milestone, if you ask me. So, before we get to episode 200 next week, I figured I'd use this episode to serve two functions. First and foremost, as always, to bring you some new local Nashville music that you need to be aware of. And secondly, to play some tracks that I have been meaning to play for a while, but for whatever reason, they just didn't fit into the specific playlist for that week. So, we've got 9 tracks spanning a ridiculous variety. In fact, I'd say this first track is maybe the most ridiculous of them all. So, strap in, this is Absurd.
Spaghetti sauce.
Three, two.
That was 3-2-1 Famous with We Are the Ones off of the album Wheat Party, released in 2011. As a concept album about a group of teens that feels destined to make it famous. The record, amazingly, features appearances by John Davis of Superdrag, Majestico, Tim Keegan, and many more. So what was that? Well, it was just a little bit of fun and ridiculousness. I can fully understand not loving the fast rapping style of the track, but you try and not love that breakdown about the ultimate spaghetti sauce. I said it before and I'll say it again. It's absurd, but I find true joy in it. 3-2-1 Famous is actually the brainchild of Jeremy Todd, his wife, and two of their cousins. You likely know Jeremy by the moniker Coach, a name he's used for DJing extremely consistently around town for the past decade. If you don't follow My Coach, that's two Y's at My Coach, on Instagram, you're missing out on some wonderful mixes. Seriously, for every day of quarantine, he's been making a new mix. He's up to 70 distinct mixes with a host of different guest DJs compiling music along with him. It's fantastic. Definitely something to be aware of and to follow along with, even if you didn't love 3-2-1 Famous. So there we go. Kicking off the show with a little bit of silliness. Feels good. Let's jump into a track released in 2020.
Thank you.
Blam Blams with Throwaway Lines, their latest single and newest sneak peek at their forthcoming album. We played the previous single, Isabella, on a previous episode, but I felt like this one bared sharing as well. Obviously, the glam rock vibes are strong with this band, and I think that's a great thing. They've got a hook, and they do it very, very well. That shredding outro is something else. I'm not entirely clear on when the new album will be released, but I am confident that I'll be keeping an eye out for new singles, and I will share the news with you when I hear about it. Okay, let's turn down the energy just a tad for something new and special.
Today and tomorrow, and yesterday too, the flowers are dying like all things do. Follow me close, I'm going to Balinali. I'll lose my mind if you don't come with me. I fuss with my hair and I fight blood feuds. I contain multitudes. Got a telltale heart like Mr. Poe. Got skeletons in the walls of people you know. I'll drink to the truth and the things we said. I'll drink to the man shares your bed. I paint landscapes and I paint nudes. I contain multitudes. Red Cadillac and a black mustache. Rings on my fingers, a sparkling flesh. What shall we do? Half my soul, baby, belongs to you. I rollick and I frolic with all the young dudes. I contain multitudes. I'm just like Anne Frank, like Indiana Jones, and then British bad boys, Rolling Stones. I go right to the edge. I go right to the end. I go right where all things lost are made good again. Sing the songs of experience like William Blake. I have no apologies to make. Everything's flowing all at the same time. I live on a boulevard of crime. I drive fast cars and I eat fast foods. I contain multitudes. Pink petal bushes, red, blue jeans, all the pretty maids and all the old queens, all the old queens. From all of my past lives, I carry four pistols and two large knives. I'm a man of contradictions, I'm a man of many moods. You greedy old wolf, I'll show you my heart. Not all of it, only the hateful part. I'll see you down the river. I put a price on your head. What more can I tell you? I sleep with life and death in the same. get lost, madam. Get up off my knee. Keep your mouth away from me. I'll keep the path open, the path in my mind. See to it there's no love left behind. I'll play Beethoven's sonatas and Chopin's preludes. I contain multitudes.
That was Emma Swift covering Bob Dylan's I Contain Multitudes from the forthcoming album Blonde on the Tracks, a coy little turn of phrase on the 1975 Dylan album title Blood on the Tracks. The title is apt given that the entire record consists of Bob Dylan covers. The 8-song offering spans works as recent as 2020 and as far back as 1965. The record was produced by Pat Sansone of Wilco and features appearances from, quote, some of her very talented friends, including Robin Hitchcock. I'll be totally transparent and admit that I kind of missed the boat with Bob Dylan. I don't say that because I intentionally skipped his work. It just never happened, at least not yet. So I can't really speak to the selections being made on this album, but I suspect they are very respectful odes to the original and might even serve as a gateway to kick my ass to finally familiarize myself with the works. Regardless of my knowledge here, Swift's voice is unique and compelling. I'm looking forward to hearing more. The album is available for pre-order now and is linked in the episode details. All right, well, let's just keep with another cover, why don't we?
I knew you were my pet, and I want to tell you how much I love you. I knew you were my pet. I want to tell you how much I love you. Come with me to the sea. Tell you how much I love you.
That was the Dune Flowers with Sea of Love, a song originally by Phil Phillips back in 1959. It's a laid-back song with just a twinge of that slide guitar slash almost Hawaiian vibe to it. I really like the Dune Flowers take on that song. It's very simple, but it's not so stripped down that there isn't plenty to listen to. If you haven't heard the full-length debut from the Dune Flowers, I suggest you check that out. The Bandcamp link for this song is linked in the episode details, and you can just jump over from there to the full album. Or fire up your Spotify, whatever you like to do. I don't have much else to add here. I just like this cover and really wanted to get it into the official We Own This Town archives. So there we have it. All right. Next up is a track from an album maybe more than 10 years in the making. What up? Fantastic World with To the Lives and Loves We've Known, off their newest EP of the same name, To the Lives and Loves We've Known. Now, if you've been in the Nashville music scene for a decent amount of time, like myself, you recognize the band The Whole Fantastic World. They were a staple on the local Nashville and Murfreesboro scene in the early 2000s. Their album Chime is still great, and I highly suggest you look it up. As for this release, according to the liner notes, it was, quote, recorded in 2008 at Steve Witt's studio in Chicago, Illinois, direct to analog tape. No pitch correction, no digital manipulation. This album took a decade to release, but we couldn't be happier to finally officially release these tunes, end quote. Why did this take a decade to release? I do not know. But I am happy that a band that was active so many years ago is still taking the time and effort to get these songs out into the world. They always had a fantastic guitar tone, somewhat strange but very welcome time signatures, and just a vibe that was very different from anything else. I'd say that's still true now, hearing these new songs. So I wish I had a revealing backstory as to why these songs have been lying dormant for so long, but it really doesn't matter. They're available now, and I highly suggest you give the entire release a listen. Songs like Eloise and Color in Your Cheeks really were staples for a portion of the scene for quite a while, and it's fantastic to hear them again. Yes, I've said fantastic at least three times in this little write-up, and the band name is The Whole Fantastic World. That was not on accident. If you caught that, great job. All right, here's a brand new one for you.
Thank you.
That was Great Grandson with Sex Magic off of their new EP, Sex Magic. If you didn't quite recognize the vocals, this new band consists of Phantom Farmer, aka Joel McAnulty, and Christopher Lloyd Bird. Phantom Farmer put out a couple of great albums back in 2015, and prior to that was a member of De Novo Doll, another great staple around town. Actually, there's a whole long list of projects that Phantom Farmer's been involved with that are all wonderful in their own way. Christopher Lloyd Bird has put out a number of releases on None Intended Records, a label that I need to spend more time with myself. That generally mixes a contemplative vibe with a lot of wonderfully subtle and twinkling electronic parts backing him. I don't really know the story of how these two came together to form Great Grandson, but there's something smooth and sultry about this, with just a twinge of the psychedelic and poppy flowing through it. This is actually the second EP released from the outfit. The first is entitled Modern Weed and was released in April of 2020. I don't know if this means we'll be getting a new EP every month, or if these two releases are the extent of what they've done, or if they're just releasing new music as they have it. I just don't know, folks. But what I do know is that you should make the effort to follow this band on whatever streaming service you use. The Bandcamp is linked in the episode details, but this is streaming everywhere. So click that follow button wherever it may be. All right, here's another sultry one, but this time with just a little twist of silliness.
Lightly drown, too many sounds. I've been way too out. Don't wanna lose my time. I coast for days on end. Pick a fight with a basset hound. Chicken out when the gloves come off. Send them right back to the pound. I've been spaced out, not reading the signs. Yeah, I've been fucked up over you for quite some time. I need a way out. I'm begging you, please. Something about the way you are is making me weak. I've been waiting for you to see me like I see you. Staring at you with my puppy dog eyes, floppy ears, while I'm faking a smile. Yeah. I've been waiting for you to see me like I see you. Staring at you with my puppy dog eyes. Floppy ears while I'm fading to smile. It's been like two summers. Feel like I'm undercover. Funny cause a brand new man can't make you feel like I can. Yeah, feeling down. Told myself I wouldn't for this time around. When I'm with you, girl, it's like I'm on a cloud. Wasting time waiting for you. Puppy dog eyes, floppy ears, while I'm faking a smile. Yeah. I've been waiting for you to see me like I see you. Staring at you with my puppy dog eyes, floppy ears, while I'm faking a smile.
was Puppy Dog from Dreamer Boy, a single that was actually released in December of 2019. I don't know how that flew under my radar for so long, because I was certainly a fan of the 2018 full length from Dreamer Boy, Love Nostalgia, and this is a wonderful addendum to that. I believe Dreamer Boy has a new album, or at least a new single, coming very soon. From what I can piece together, you can even submit a video clip to be part of the release. Hit up at Dreamer Boy Blue on Instagram to find out more details. This track actually came my way from friend of We Own This Town, Lance Konzett. Many thanks to Lance for steering me in the right direction on this one. Again, I don't know how I missed it, but I'm glad that we got it in here now. Okay. We're going to wind down the show with two tracks that might be useful for working, for sleeping, for meditating, or just as a soundtrack for walking around. So let's just dive into that. Here we go. That was Go to Sleep from Blooper off of the March 2020 album Negative Gain. We've played Blooper on the show in the past, and I've always really enjoyed the variety of instrumental tunes they crank out. This particular album, well, first and foremost, has some fantastic cover art from Dalton Manrud. You really need to see that. But musically, the album is steeped in hip-hop beats, but takes a rather relaxing and ambient tact. You can listen to this while you're working to create a pleasant backdrop, or you can put it on while you're walking around your neighborhood. It's just really, really pleasant. As I said, this was released in March of 2020, but there's already another record that came after this in May, and another prior to that in January. It's a lot of music, but that's a very good thing in this case. It's not overwhelming. It's just a nice addition to your life. Give it a whirl. I've had this in my queue for a while, but here again, Lance Konzett reminded me that I needed to play it. So there it is. Thank you again, Lance. I put a smiley emoji in my notes after that. Why did I type out an emoji? You can't see that. And now I'm bothering to tell you that I typed it out. Ridiculous. Okay, let's close out the show with another instrumental from a familiar name.
Thank you.
That was M. Rich Ruth with Imperial Earth, featuring Sean Thompson on guitar, from Where There's Life, Part 5. Starting in March, Rich Ruth released a series of ambient EPs entitled Where There's Life, and each one has a slightly different approach. Many of them are minimalistic and serve as a wonderful companion to his full-length Calming Signals that came out in October of 2019. But this fifth installment is a bit different. There's something a bit more chaotic about it, but I think there's also a vibe to it that speaks very nicely to the album title. Maybe I'm being too esoteric about it, but for an album entitled Where There's Life, there's something pretty special about a batch of songs that feels like life emerging. Quiet, minimalist, ambient songs are great. I love them, and I listen to them often. But you gotta hope all that incubation finds its way to turn into something. That's the feeling I get here. I don't even care if I'm reading too much into it or putting too much of our current self-isolation quarantine lifestyle into it. That's what music should be, a reflection of your own personal experiences, even if that wasn't the intent. Art is all about the perception of the viewer or the listener, right? That's what I get from M. Rich Ruth, Where There's Life, an emergence of life after an incubation period. And that's how we wrap up the 199th episode of We Own This Town Music. We'll be back next week with a special 200th episode. I'm excited for it already. Hit us up at weownthistown.net. Find us at weownthistown on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Send us a message. I love to hear from everyone and try to squeeze as much music as I can into the show. The music bed underneath me right now is by Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprightt-rexmusic.com. Thank you so much for listening. 199 episodes. Stay safe, stay healthy, and please, stay as sane as you can. Bye.